Welcome to FrontRidge.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, NBC Sports joins the sim racing gang. There's been plenty of sim racing the past few weeks due to no real racing due to the coronavirus, with Fox broadcasting the eNASCAR iRacing Pro Series Invitational. Well, one network that has now joined the mix? That'll be NBC Sports. They aired three pre-taped races, aired for 1 hour each day starting this past Monday. Six drivers competed in the first three nights at the virtual Rockingham, Lucas Oil Raceway, also known as IRP, and Myrtle Beach Speedway. Each night featured two 45-lap races, with the field inverted after the first race. Five provisionals, as well as the five winners, went on to race at the virtual Martinsville Speedway. Those who won their way in were William Byron, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Ryan Preece, and Landon Castle. NBC Sports announcer Steve Letart, well, he chose Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, Parker Kligerman, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. to fill out the field. Byron led the first half of the race, but when it was all said and done, it was Chase Briscoe as the Stewart Haas driver passed Byron and never surrendered to win the short track iRacing Challenge on NBC Sports Network. Number 2. Hall of Fame nominees announced. The 2021 nomination class for the NASCAR Hall of Fame was announced on Tuesday, with Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jeff Burton, and Carl Edwards amongst the new additions. Five nominees have been inducted every year since the Shrine's inception in 2010, but that number has been reduced to three starting in 2021. Two individuals in the modern era section of the ballot will be introduced, while one from the Pioneer class will also be enshrined. The Pioneer class also had two additions, Jake Elder and Banjo Matthews. Elder won two championships as a crew chief for David Pearson, while Matthews was a crew chief and builder, which earned him a place in NASCAR history. He also owned cars driven by Junior Johnson, Fireball Roberts, Kyle Yarborough, as well as a host of other drivers. For more on the Hall of Fame nominees, check out my man Adam Cheek's article on FrontStretch.com. Number 3. Jimmy Johnson not done yet? As the 2020 season started, we all knew one thing. This is going to be Jimmy Johnson's last year as a full-time driver. Well, now, he's not so sure. Speaking with the media on Thursday during a teleconference, Johnson wouldn't confirm or deny the plan has changed due to the coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a popular question, and I really don't have an answer just yet, partially because I don't know what's going to happen in the coming months and if we'll be able to run the full season or not. You know, I feel like I set out to make 2020 my last full-time year, but I've always left the door open for other racing and NASCAR and abroad for the future, and I feel like I'm still pretty much on that path. I am hopeful that we get our full year in and we can get back going here in a month or so or whatever the latest project number possibly can be, and that I can run the season in its entirety. So, I've just got to stay fluid at this point. I really don't have an answer, and it's up in the air just as so much as in the world right now.
For all the latest on seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson, as well as any news on the new revised NASCAR schedule when it comes out, make sure to visit FrontStretch.com. That's it for this edition here of Stock Car Scoop. For FrontStretch.com, I am Brian Nolan. Don't forget to look me up on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. Follow us on FrontStretch at TheFrontStretch. And then join our growing FrontStretch podcasting network by subscribing to us on iTunes as well as giving us a rating and review. From all of us here at FrontStretch.com, stay safe, stay healthy, stay home.